tools and utensils.
The inhabitants of Hirokitia made tools from flint, limestone, diabase and animal bones, usually fallow deer metatarsals. The tools were used to find and process food and to manufacture various objects. Among the tools found, there are sickles for cereals and reeds, woodworking tools, and hide shaving blades. Most bone tools, including perforators, were used in manufacturing various objects. Other tools included handmills, hammers, and a few beaters. The human figure prevails in the figurines found in the Neolithic settlement of Hirokitia. All figurines, with the exception of the clay head, were carved in stone. The islanders worked diabase, a hard stone, to manufacture stone tools, a distinctive feature of the Cypriot Aceramic period between 7500 and 5200 BC. They must undoubtedly have had pots made from perishable material as well, wood, reeds and leather, but no traces have survived. On the contrary, there are stone vessels of various shapes made from slabs or conglomerate or hard limestone. Fine cups and bowls were also made from soft limestone. For the manufacture of jewels, they used picrolite, a greenish soft stone abounding in the rounded pebble form on the bed of the Kouris River to the west of Lemesos. A crypt was found in Hirokitia containing about 20 unfinished pebbles, an indication, according to archaeologists, that there was a picrolite supply network across the island, since picrolite objects were also found in the small fishing village of the Ios Andreas Castros Cape at the eastern extremity of Cyprus. Jewels made from dentalia, seashells, cornelian, hematite, andesite and other precious stones are indicative of fine taste and confirm the aesthetic culture of the inhabitants, manifested in the decoration of stone vessels as well.